Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here, and I am joined right now by some of our favorite people. We have the ODC with us right now, Opportunity Development Center, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have with us Lisa Rouse, PR and Development Fund Manager. Lisa, good to see you, as always.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being here. And we have Sammy Sinzinski with us as well. She is the Community Life Developer over at the ODC. Sammy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Always appreciate the time from our ODC. A big shout out to some of the most vital work being done in our community by you guys and your team over there. Appreciate you. And Sammy, if you don't mind, I want to rewind. I'm sorry, Lisa, I want to rewind for a second here because I wanted to talk about Run, Walk, and Roll and how that went.
Yeah, so our fifth annual but first community-wide event went off this last weekend, this last Saturday on August 24th. Beautiful weather and a really great event. We so appreciate everybody that came out to support us that day. It was a wonderful, wonderful day to see everybody in the community come together for ODC.
Yeah, and a good turnout. And with some of the new additions to this year, how did those go over?
Yeah, so completely different Run, Walk, Rock and Roll this year, where we came together. Instead of doing walks in separate communities, we all came together at Rooted in Red. The walk took place from 3 until 4 around the Cranberry Marshes, and kudos to those who went out and walked because it was hot. There's no shade on a cranberry marsh. So, yeah, a little bit different as far as how the rock was done, how the walk was done. Those that rolled got to go out on some graded paths, and they had wagon rides all through the Cranberry Marshes as well.
Yeah, I was telling Lisa that I talked to some community members about it because I wanted to live vicariously through them. Yeah. I was not able to be there this year. And I heard such good responses from people, especially a couple that I met that have tried to attend every year. Mm-hmm. And they really enjoy the event. They really appreciate what the ODC does and want to support it. While they were really impressed with this year. That was the word that both of them used. We were impressed this year. And they really felt like you guys really hit it on the head. You really did a great job with this event this year.
Oh my goodness, it's so good to hear that because we really wanted to make it a community event where everybody could come out with their families and then enjoy a day with music at the Cranberry Marshes. We had everything from liquor pulls to basket raffles to a 50-50 raffle. So we were able to raise some money there at the event with those things. And I really have to give a shout out to a few people. So our big major sponsors, Felker Brothers out of Marshfield, Nasonville Dairy out of Marshfield. We had Paper City Savings Bank, and then iCare Inclusa. And then, of course, we could not have done this event without Rooted in Red. What an amazing place, amazing venue, and incredible people. And then our food trucks that came, and then, of course, our music, the Antoinettes and Southbound. Mm-hmm.
Amazing bands and amazing people out there. Buy they local are. Support, local support those that support this community, everybody. A big shout out to all those groups, especially Rooted in Red. Really good people over there.
Awesome, awesome people.
And Lisa, you know better than most of us how important these events are for the ODC, as not just PR, but a development fund manager. Mm-hmm. You know how every penny counts and every penny helps the ODC do that great work that they're doing in this community.
It does. We could not do what we do without the community and these fundraising events.
I imagine as you've wrapped up the event and everything, I don't mean to put more on your plate, but are you guys working on next year's already?
I know
that happens pretty quick.
Yeah, we're going to plan again for next year. We're looking at a save the date of August 23rd out at Rooted in Red. And hopefully now that people kind of get it, because we totally switched gears on this event, now that they understand what it is, we're hoping to just grow it from there.
So good to hear.
Yeah.
And we encourage people, if you would like to be a part of that event next year, be a sponsor for that event, it's never too early to reach out. Never,
right.
You know, and we'll give you Lisa's information before we wrap up today. But I do want to encourage you to check out the website, bookmark the website, odcinc.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Lisa, thank you for that. Was
thank
there anything
you so
else
much.
You wanted to touch on? or
no? That
oh, we
was
got it.
It? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Sammy, we have Sammy with us here, and she is the community life developer over at the ODC. And we're going to kind of switch gears ourselves now a little bit, because one of the things that we wanted to talk about today to really be able to highlight was how there is there's isolation and loneliness in America, and it has become an epidemic, Sammy.
Yeah, all over America, and especially in Wisconsin as well.
And this is something that our state is putting dollars into. We're addressing this.
Yeah, when you were introducing the segment and talking about all the things that ODC does, we just keep growing and we just keep doing more things. And at a staff meeting yesterday, our president, Julie Strenn, just says, I am blessed to do this work and to support all of the things we do in the community. And she just talks about how it's not just her, it's the people that are doing the work every day, and we continue to grow these amazing programs, and our state has given us the money to continue to grow even more to address isolation and loneliness, and it's truly amazing that we get paid to do this work, right?
Yeah.
It's a job that we get to do, and we get to do it every day, and we have a bunch of initiatives that we're putting together through this grant.
Let's dive into that and get into how the ODC is addressing isolation and loneliness through this grant.
Yeah, the big part is creating a coalition, right? You can't do this work alone. The ODC does so many wonderful things, but through this grant, we get to build another coalition of community partners. And you're going to hear the word community a lot as we talk about all of the things we're doing, but that's what we do. It's all about community. So our coalition has other organizations that support people with disabilities across central Wisconsin, and we meet monthly to talk about all of the initiatives that we are going to put through this grant, and we are doing it in partnership with these other organizations, and they are supporting us, whether it's just talking about things, sharing about things, or diving in and doing the work with us. And we have four big areas that we're focusing on.
We can get into those areas in a moment, but I think the coalition idea is one of the great first steps when it comes to any project like this or any giant big task when it comes to things. The smartest people I've ever known always seem to understand that they don't know everything. And many minds bring different ideas, different angles on things. So while a coalition is a phrase and a term that we know, and maybe some people just kind of hear and it goes in one ear out the other, this is a really vital thing and a really great thing for our community.
Yeah, and, you know, we're starting it now. We're building it piece by piece, inviting people, and we're still looking if anybody else cares about this topic of isolation and loneliness, they're welcome to join us in the work that we do as well.
So, Sammy, you mentioned those initiatives, the four main initiatives. What were those?
First one is awareness building, right? I think most people know what it feels like to feel lonely, but there's different types of lonely, right? There's like that feeling of loneliness, and then there's like being alone. And those are different things, but they can cross sectors. And to talk about how loneliness is an epidemic in our country, it's not just something that one person feels. It's something that everybody feels, and we need to intentionally build community to bring people together. So we're building awareness not only of the ideas of isolation and loneliness and how to address those, but we're also using our campaign to show all of the things that we continue to do at ODC that directly impact isolation and loneliness.
I think that's a really good point to bring up, especially, you know, whether it's loneliness or I think of this sometimes with depression when I talk to people that aren't used to being dealing with being sad and they don't even know the emotion they're feeling right now or they're experiencing. And oftentimes we think of depression. Well, depression means this or depression looks like this. And then when we experience it, we realize, oh, no, it's something actually very different than it is in movies or what we think it is. It's never a bad idea to be able to note these things. I do want to let you know, Sammy, I am potting you down in and out just so that we can make sure that the audio is clear for people out there. But I do appreciate you being able to join us.
Thank you.
Another thing that you are working on there is sort of what we've touched on already a little bit, building an awareness campaign.
Yeah, it's going to highlight facts through research and study that show what percentage of people feel isolation and loneliness. And we look at different areas of people. We look at ages, we look at abilities, we look at generation and area. There's so many ways to look at the data on this, but it all points back to how do we get people to feel less lonely. And we have some ideas at the ODC on how to do that.
I'm looking forward to getting into that with you. Whether it is the community connections, or that is another way of working with the community and reaching out to the community when it comes to this subject.
Gosh, yeah, what a cool program. We do so many amazing things at the ODC to support people in their work and their life goals, but community connection is just growing this one step further and making it even more individualized. So we support any adult with a disability to do whatever it is that they want. So they meet with a community connector and they get to know one another, and then they go out into the community. It's a supported role where people can go try clubs, right? There's like knitting clubs or card clubs, or you can go to a church and get reconnected with your faith. You can learn to volunteer at different places. There's so many ways to get connected that is so specific to the individual.
This is the one of the ones that I really wanted to highlight and just take a moment with, if you don't mind, Sammy, because while many of the audience know is familiar with the ODC, understands the ODC, and certainly even understands some of the things we're talking about here, I think that I immediately started thinking of Pam Ross, when she would come to help my family when I was a kid, and how Pam was so she was so specific about my aunt Patty, who she was helping, her situation was unique, and she was a unique person. So her approach had to be hands-on, had to be unique. The client, the people over at the ODC, you guys over there, you understand better than most how there is no umbrella approach to any of these things, that you need to really get to know the person, need to get to know your clients to be able to find out what best techniques or best ways to work with them. So when it comes to a topic as big as isolation or loneliness and how that affects each one of us differently, you guys are uniquely, I think, positioned to be able to help people with these things, and not only identifying them, but reaching out and bringing people that may not always speak up when they're feeling these things, maybe reach out to them a little bit more and give them a bridge to hopefully take care of those things.
Yeah, it's the connection piece. And part of that, but process is asset-based community developing. That's ABCD. That's backed, researched, and tried and true. And what that does is we look at the gifts of people, right? Sometimes people just go to the negative right away. Well, what do you need? What don't you have? And this is like, what do you have? What lovely gifts do you have? And how can we bring that forth for you and into the community? And I really appreciate that about the approach.
We are speaking with Sammy and Lisa from the ODC. And Sammy, another thing that you guys are focusing on, something that I've been very adamant about in this area for a long time, and how we are better together. We are stronger together. When our communities, we all have people and friends that live in a different town but work here or something like that. While there are county lines in some of these things, they really bleed into each other. And I think that the smartest nonprofits that I'm seeing in this area realize we're stronger together when we work with other communities, and that's something you guys are doing with this as well.
Yeah, we're expanding the Better Together program, which started in the Stevens Point area in the 80s and 90s, known as Community Partners, and it has grown and has been successful and even more integrated in the community here, that now is the time with this grant and with the focus on isolation and loneliness that we expand our program to Rapids and Marshfield.
Yeah, and how is kind of similar to the kind of think tank, if you will, or having a coalition, you're bringing in different personalities, different minds, and people that not only see things differently but are experiencing things differently. So again, when you're talking about these big topics that have very many different layers to them, you're bringing in that along with you know, I was just in Marshfield for the Central Wisconsin State Fair a little while ago. I hadn't been to Marshfield in a while. Things they're dealing with over there are going to be different than things we're dealing with here. So while we have so many similarities and our communities bleed into each other, it's nice to be able to sometimes have that perspective and be able to, well, I'm dealing with this, but they are dealing with this over there. It could be worse, or we can learn from this and make our area better. All those different factors.
Yeah, and what is so universal across our communities in central Wisconsin, across our nation, and globally is the idea of friendship. Your life is better when you have a friend, and even if it's just one friend who you know you can call, you can talk to and say, how was your day? Something so simple is so life-changing, and it doesn't take a big effort to be a friend, and that's what Better Together is. It's a friendship program, similarly based on the model of Big Brothers Big Sisters, where we match adults with disabilities to people in the community to be friends. And all of the people that I've matched, it's not just life-changing for the adult with a disability, it's life-changing for the person who steps into this program and is like, yeah, I can be a friend. One of our volunteers had said to me at the end of the year last year, in our end of the year survey and report, she said, this has been the best thing for my life. She said, I've actually been struggling personally, and knowing now that I have this one friend who wants nothing for me than my friendship is incredible. She said, you know, I never realized I can make a difference just by being myself. And I don't know what's more beautiful than that. Like,
yeah.
We're not asking anything of you in this program other than to show up uniquely as yourself and be a friend. And that looks different for everybody, but I think we understand what friendship is and how that feels.
Well, that one hit me. Thank you for sharing that, Sammy. That is a good one. That's very good to hear. And speaking of those community friends, where the ODC is looking to help you make more friends and have more community events, monthly events, be on the lookout for those and ways that you can get out of the house a little bit more and maybe do some more things, especially as we're getting closer and closer to the winter months where we all live in shacks. We go outside so little. Go ahead, Sammy. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we are expanding this idea of community friends to Rapids and Marshfield as well. It's a once-a-month get-together for the people who are paired in Better Together, but also we're expanding it to the community because we don't have a ton of friendships yet in Marshfield and Rapids because it's brand new there, to invite the community to do something inclusive. And we're looking for businesses that want to sponsor or host us to have some fun.
An adapted recreation. It sounds a little similar to some of the other things we were talking about today.
Yeah, it's so amazing. We just said again at the beginning of this, like, ODC, we just keep doing more things, and adaptive rec is one of the things we're adding to the plate. We've seen in some communities how they do it well, and so that's what we're trying to learn from. We're also trying to see, like, where are the gaps? How else can we better support people to meet their needs? And then how do we do this? Who do we partner with? Where do we do the events? And what are the events? And so we started with a survey asking people in the community, adults with disabilities and people in the community that support them as well. Like, what do you want to see? What do you want to do? And there's an overwhelming response of, we just want more. We want more opportunity. We want more chances to do more things. And I think having that idea of, like, this is inclusive and calling that out makes those people feel welcome, invited, and important.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Sammy, we have talked about the subject and the ways the ODC is approaching this and what they're working to do to help our community with it. But what about our community? What can the community do to help?
So many things. First of all, the easiest thing is just to follow ODC Inc. on Facebook and Instagram, right? You'll be able to see all of the wonderful things we do. And we're going to do some call outs like, hey, get involved with us. And that's the easiest thing to do while you're scrolling. Add some inclusion in your day.
It's a good one. That's always a good note. There's other ways that you can impact your community and also be a good help yourself as well.
Yeah. So if you're an individual and you want to get involved, you can reach out to ODC and learn about the Better Together program and how you can be a friend to someone. And again, this friendship isn't something that you have to do. It's not like a regular volunteer opportunity, like at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, I have to do this. It becomes a friendship. It's someone you get to do something with, and it meets around your unique schedule. So you get together about twice a month is the ask. Some friends do more and some friends do a little bit less with travel and sickness, but getting together, whether that's going for an ice cream, going bowling, watching a movie, having your friend over to bake cookies, really, it's the simple things in life. So it doesn't have to be a big grand experience. It's just doing life together. So volunteer to be a friend. Another thing you could do if you are a business or an organization in the community, you can offer to sponsor an event for us or offer to host an event to bring some inclusion to your organization. And You can even have some of your staff volunteer at the event. If you do staff volunteer hours, that would be a great way to use them.
Sammy, I apologize. After you said cookies, I heard nothing else. I'm just kidding. Those are great ideas. Those are really good ideas and great things. And I do want to say also, even if you are not dealing with loneliness or isolation, these are great ideas, great activities, including if you are a business out there sponsoring and being a part of things at the ODC. There are very few things, as Lisa and I could tell you, that are going to help PR-wise more than being a part of the ODC. There is no downside to that. You only look good and look like you're supporting your community. And if you can sponsor a community friend event or something that the ODC is doing in these regards, you may be helping out not only your business, but your coworkers, your employees, they may benefit from something like this. This is one of those subjects where you don't have to wait to be lonely or feel isolated to be a part of this. You can jump on this now. You don't have to wait for that to be a part of these events that the ODC is doing.
Right. You know, it's going to be 2025 soon, and the best way to get connected is still word of mouth. It's still face-to-face, person-to-person. We do have social media. We can do flyers and newspapers, but talking about it with one another is the best way to learn more and get connected.
We have really enjoyed talking with you, Sammy. And again, thank you for doing double duty, because it sounds like you're pretty busy over there, too.
Full-time mama, right?
Yep. You rock. Thank you for that. Sammy, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about what we talked about, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at 715-347-7461 or at my email, which is sszynskie@odcinc.com.
Appreciate you and the time, Sammy. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
And Lisa, if people have follow-up questions for you, would like to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me at 715-818-6463 is my direct line, and lrouse@odcinc.com.
Lisa, thank you for the time. Always good talking with you.
You as well.
Say hi to the team over there for us.
I will.
And you can find out more about that team and plenty of other great things at the ODC at odcinc.com. That's odcinc.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Look for Milkweed Market and Ink Splash and follow their pages as well. Keep up to date on the vital and great work they are doing over there. We will be back with more Midday Magazine right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.